The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Reports. I'm your host, John Statmiller. I actually was sitting down and I was ready to talk, and I didn't pull the microphone in front of my face. That helps in radio, folks. I love radio because it's television without pictures. You have to use your mind, and you don't have to look at my mug. This program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast, AM or FM, stations, internet, satellite, shortwave. On the shortwave for international listeners, if you're interested, if you're tied to that computer on rbnlive.com and you want a little bit more portability, well, we've got the 100,000-watt powerhouse behind those frequencies, 12160 for this hour, and the second hour is 99.85. We're going to get into today my guest, Chris Bolin, writer, very good writer and investigative journalist for American Free Press. And a heads up here, I'll bring up Chris right after this break. I talked to Chris Petherick, I hope I'm saying that right, the managing editor for AFP. And we've attempted to do this a couple of times, but this time we're going to do it. The hot news stories that AFP comes out with, we're going to have their writers to break those stories on this program. I've wanted to do this before, but something kind of got in the way and I got sidetracked. Well, we're back on track, and I've talked to a few of the writers, and they agreed in which to do this, and it's only going to be good for informational purposes, folks. That's what we're all here for, is the information, and what sources that we get this information from is also important. But I think it's time that the people step up and they start supporting other people's efforts. So we're going to make the tie-in with AFP here, and I'm very happy to do that. Folks, if you don't know the history of AFP, it used to be Spotlight newspaper, and they took a goodly amount of heat. And they tried to stick a stake in them, but they didn't keep them down. The employees of American Free Press, they pulled together, stuck with the paper because they believed in what they were doing. And they're back online. As a matter of fact, they are online. They have their online edition for American Free Press, but they're back online with their newspaper, have been, and going strong. And I want to see that continue because, gosh knows, we don't have enough stuff out there in print, at least on a weekly basis, that we can get to get the important news that affects us all. So we'll bring up Christopher Bolin here in a moment. Colonel Joe has been rescheduled for tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And we're looking forward to doing that with him tomorrow. So we'll take the short break here coming up, come back on the other side, and we're going to get into some of the people. I mean, folks, this story is taking on a story of its own as to why people are out there trying to debunk the 9/11. There's been a lot of videos made, a lot of information, more questions sometimes than answers, but we just want to get to the bottom of it. Who was involved? For what reason? What purposes? And, well, we know what happened after September 11th in this country. We're safe and secure, but they had to shred the Constitution to do it. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it.
It's really, it's amazing.
have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Well. There was a story. I've got Chris Bolin online. Good afternoon, Chris.
Oh.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I read yesterday on the program your letter to Mr. Art Bell on the Coast to Coast, your letter dated March 4th, 2005, and centering around Mr. Ben Chertoff and the Popular Mechanics magazine. That was a mystery. That came out of nowhere. They say, Chris, that watch things that appear small. If they're coming at you rather quickly, they're going to be on you before you know it. No, nobody saw this coming from Popular Mechanics.
Yeah, it's really odd because the Chertoff name is very uncommon, and Benjamin Chertoff's a 25-year-old senior researcher for the magazine. He's rather new to the magazine, and he was the senior researcher of this 911, they call it Debunking the Lies of 911, their cover story for March. It just took a little bit of research and looking back into records to find that he was, and finally I had to call his mom because he wouldn't tell me. I asked him if he was related to Michael Chertoff, and he said, I don't know. But when I called his mom, she certainly knew, and she said, yes, they're cousins. He's a cousin.
And which cousin? First, second, third, fourth?
Well, probably not first because Michael Chertoff is 51 and Benjamin's 25, and they would be of different generations. Maybe first cousin once removed or something like that. Ben Sheratoff's father, according to his mom, is Larry Sheratoff, and I think this is the man who's the chief economist for the New York EPA water division. He's in charge of New York water to some degree. I think that's the same Larry Sheratoff. And apparently his mom and dad split up, and she remarried, and she has a new last name. But she didn't hesitate for a minute. You know, she was quite proud of her son. And when I asked, you know, well, is Benjamin related to the great Michael Sheratoff, the new Homeland Security czar? She said, yes, they're relatives, they're cousins.
It would seem to me that that Ben Chertoff doesn't know that Michael Chertoff's. I mean, you would think. Come on, Chris. I mean, here's the new the guru for Homeland Security.
Yeah.
The most hotly contested agency, the newfound agency in the federal government.
Also, the agency that was created by 911, and which is the subject of Benjamin Sheratoff. And so I think that his answers are just obfuscation, because when he was on the Art Bell show the other night, again, he continued. He said he'd spoken to his father, and he was still unclear. He pretended that this relationship goes back to the days of Belarusia. You know, his grandparents came from Russia and Minsk or someplace like that. And so they're all rabbis, Talmudic rabbis. And so he tries to pretend like we really don't know if we're related. And then Art Bell added on, you know, added on to the fire, said, oh, well, it's their 14 millionth cousin, you know, like that far removed. When it's nothing of the sort, they are cousins, according to his mom, and that means that they're probably pretty closely related.
Well, I was.
And they grew up. I mean, they live. They grew up, you know, maybe 20 miles from each other.
Well, and I find it strange that a senior researcher, being 25 years old, and he's such a great researcher, he doesn't know even know his own family tree.
But I say he's being disingenuous. He's lying. And when I found out, when his mother told me, I called him back up and I got his voicemail, and I said exactly that. I said, you were completely disingenuous when you pretend you don't know, when your mother clearly knows. I mean, how could he be so disconnected from his own mother that he doesn't know who he's related to?
Well, and also the owner of Popular Mechanics. I mean, this is part of a media empire, is it not?
Hearst Corporation.
Part of the Hearst newspapers.
Yep.
And from what I understand, they have gone through a tumultuous changeover. Basically, anybody that was there before is now fired. So,
well, they've certainly changed the quality of the reporting, because I used to read Popular Mechanics growing up, you know. But this 911 article that they have in March is absolutely propaganda. Like I wrote, it's plumbing new depths. I've never seen such kind of propaganda. And to play propaganda with 911, I would think, is treading on thin ice.
Well, it like I said, I mean, it came out of nowhere. Somebody had called me. I actually get the magazine for the network. I've got a bunch of different magazines I get for the network, and this was not one on a high priority list, but I had to check something off. And that actually came in the mail to me, and I looked at it, and my first impression was, oh, good. You know, we're going to have Popular Mechanics actually do a white paper thing, take a look at the evidence. And when I opened that thing up and started reading it, you know, anybody that has done any information about 911 has been trying to get to the truth. I mean, look, Chris, you're a reporter and you've got a nose for the news, but you also have a nose when somebody is trying to obfuscate, or that's a polite term, flat out lie or cover up.
Right. And you know, about the people who are covering up, like I wrote in my open letter to the 911 investigators in 2002, you know, people who are covering up the facts about 911, or people like Benjamin Sheratoff who are trying to confuse the public and confuse the issue, I put them on the same level as the perpetrators, because covering up a crime,
right,
we're talking about mass murder, we're not talking about car theft here.
Right.
Covering up or trying to confuse the American public on what really happened on 911 is a criminal act.
Well, and that would at least make you an accessory after the fact, if nothing else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And reading, of course, they try to debunk. They take 16 very sort of myths, what they call myths, and try to debunk those in short shrift. And just reading through it, the article it distorts. First of all, it distorts the more serious claims about 911, and it doesn't deal with the most important issues. For example, what caused the collapse, and why are the central support columns not standing? And then many, it just flat out distorts.
Well, and people were quick to point out this fire that raged in a hotel or an office building in Spain.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago.
The Windsor building, right.
Right. That thing burned for 2 days and didn't collapse.
That's right. And it burned like a torch for 24 hours. And it's very similar. It's a very similar style building. It has a central column, a central core column support system that holds up the building, and then it has trusses going out to the perimeter. And after burning at extremely high temperatures for 24 hours, there was absolutely no collapse of the central support columns. Some of the top floors did collapse, but only they ended just the four or five floors because that burned the hottest for the longest period of time. But you didn't have a total collapse. And people like Gene Corley, who ran the who conducted the examination of the World Trade Center, can't explain it yet. I spoke to him the other day.
Well,
this morning actually.
Yeah, and this kind of flies in the face. I mean, one of the things that was brought up. And I don't want to rehash the entire 9/11 deal and all the questions that we've been asking because, obviously, Chris, there's nobody. I mean, they tried to fix it by bringing in Henry Kissinger. There was such a backlash. He had to bow out saying that there might be conflicting interest. Then we had the Keene Commission, and then we saw the characters line up for that one. There are too many questions out there, too much evidence contrary to the patented government story. I actually have people saying to me that, well, unless I see more solid proof here, you know, I'm just going to go along with the government line.
Listeners need to remember that the official explanation for the collapse of the World Trade Center, both in this reiteration or this article in Popular Mechanics and in the building performance study done by the FEMA-sponsored American Society of Civil Engineers, in both cases, they say that the reason for the collapse of the towers was not the planes hitting the towers, nor was it the fuel fires, but it was secondary fires that were ignited by burning fuel, you know, burning office materials and paper and carpet and whatnot. That these are the secondary fires induced the collapse of the World Trade Center. That's exactly how they say it, induced the collapse of the World Trade Center. Now, this is absolutely throwing down the gauntlet to honest scientists and academicians and people of good conscience in this country. Because here you see in Spain a fire that raged out of control for a full day and no collapse. And yet when the firefighters, for example, got up to the 78th floor of the South Tower, they said the fires were manageable. And they were just, you know, sporadic, not an inferno. And we see people standing at the gaping hole of the in the North Tower right where the plane entered, and they're obviously not burning. So, I mean, you know, these fires, this idea that these fires were raging out of control is simply not the case.
Well, there has been a lot of evidence brought forth, and again, and I'll say this, you know, just based on what we have been able to gather, without being privy to all government records, not being privy to everything that the federal government has been privy to, I mean, I look at this, and to me, you know, I'll put this online with conspiracies, much like what killed JFK, but we're talking about a president here, but, you know, many years later, we see what happens when something dramatic happens and the response that the government came out with. They want to set up Homeland Security. They want to give us Patriot Act 1, 2, and 3's on the burner. Some of that's being brought out. The thing that bothers me about this, Chris, is that this is all being done for our safety. This is all being done for our safety and our security. And then I look to our south here, the Mexican border is wide open. You know, it just makes a mockery of this.
Right. And it's important to note that Michael Chertoff was, of course, the Assistant Attorney General at the time of 9/11, and he was responsible for the criminal division at the Department of Justice. And in this role, he was the person who basically sent home something like 200 Israelis who had been arrested, you know, for suspect acts. For example, these five Israelis that were caught, you know, high-fiving and videotaping the collapse of the World Trade Center in Liberty Park, I think it was, or Union City, just across the water from the World Trade Center. And with the case of these Israelis, this particular five, they worked for Urban Moving Systems. A company was found to be a Mossad front. And what also was very important is that their van and other vans of other Israelis caught in other parts of the country later all tested positive for explosives. Now, if I were in the position of the Department of Justice, I would have inspected these people, and they would still be being inspected.
All right. We got to take the break here. My guest today, Christopher Bolin, writer for the American Free Press. Great magazine. Good folks that have survived, folks, a lot more heat than you would ever want to even imagine. And they're still online. Speaking about online, all you have to do is go to www.americanfreepress.net. Their paper is published online. but I'm holding one of their copies right in my hand. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Liars figure and figures lie. I have, Chris, you've been all over this 9/11 issue. Did you get any official response from Art Bell on this deal?
Well, Art Bell, he didn't respond, but he read half of my open letter. I wrote an open letter the day before to Art Bell asking if he would raise some of these pertinent questions with Michael Chertoff. And what he did is he started the show and he said he was very, very mad by something, and he was apparently very, very mad by my letter. And I pointed out a couple things. One is that Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security Czar, has a dual national citizenship with Israel and the United States, which, you know, none of the senators who voted 98-0 to approve him as Homeland Security Czar seem to be concerned about. But I would be concerned about that because not only because Israel is a foreign country and the man might have loyalties to another state, but because there's clearly there's Israeli knowledge of 911, and this was the man who as I said sent home 200 suspected terrorists whose vans had tested positive for explosives. He sent them home to Israel on visa violations, and one got back to Israel, and he told Israeli radio, one of those five who worked with the Mossad Front Urban Moving Systems from Weehawken, New Jersey, he got on Israeli radio and said we were there to document the event. Well, with all those explosive traces in their truck, I think they did more than document the event.
Did he attribute, when he read from your letter to him, did he attribute this letter to you?
He mentioned my name, but he didn't mention my newspaper.
Okay.
And this is fairly typical. Also, for example, they didn't pronounce Eric Hushman's name right. Eric Hushman is the author of Painful Questions. And this is very important because in the Art Bell show and in the Popular Mechanics piece, they address these conspiracy theories third hand, so to speak. They never address anything that I've written. They didn't even mention my name in the article. And they don't mention, they don't address any of Eric Hufschmidt's points, anything that he brings up. So they don't address it directly. They try to take it like third hand information. And one thing they say here in the beginning of this debunking the myths of 911, they talk about blurry photos and quotes taken out of context and sketchy eyewitness accounts. I would tell your listeners that, like Eric Hufschmidt's book, Painful Questions, he spent $6,000 getting the highest resolution photos available of the collapse of the World Trade Center and things like that. And these are photos that are evidence. This is very important. Painful Questions, the book, puts high resolution photos in the hands of the reader. There's nothing blurry about our photos. We have the sharpest photos available.
Well, there is a lot, Chris, and from a journalistic standpoint, you have seen stories when a story comes out and the truth is there, but not the whole truth. And you see honest journalists trying to get to the bottom of a story, trying to reveal the who, what, where, when, why, and how. That's the main focus when a journalist does a story. That's what he's there to report. But we have seen people come into this suggesting that the planes that hit the towers in New York, that somehow that this was just it was like a slideshow. It was 3D holographics, or there's pods on the bottom of the plane that fired a missile prior to running into the towers. When I see this sort of thing, the only thing I can think of is one of two things. Either it's just ignorance or jumping on a bandwagon to try to put your two cents in to gain recognition, or it's there to, as we say, obfuscate the facts of it and create a controversy and misdirect people's attention.
Exactly. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of rabbit trails and things like that. And you know, there is. I try to work from the evidence because we have so little evidence. And but at the same time, you know, there are things that are just not explained. And as a country, we're in a position where our government has not properly investigated this. You know, this was mass murder in Manhattan, and you know, President Bush and Vice President Cheney said that we could not have an investigation, you know, in 2001 because it would take away from the effort in Afghanistan. You know, this is unacceptable.
What effort is that? Getting the opium crops back up to full
speed? Right,
yeah.
Right.
Or to interrupt that pipeline to the Caspian Sea. I mean, the die was cast there. This was already planned. It looks to me they used September 11th, either promulgated by themselves, and when I'm saying themselves, I'm saying the government themselves and other agencies. You know, to give yourself plausible deniability, you may use other intelligence agencies, such as the Mossad. But it certainly was a springboard and an excuse to go after Saddam Hussein in the Middle East. First, you know, you watch the stories. I don't know, Osama bin Laden, did you see a tape or a recording taking credit for the Twin Towers or
no,
the Pentagon?
No, he didn't do that, actually. And a lot of those tapes are very suspect, too. And this piece in Popular Mechanics, it uses a lot of emotional manipulation. This is they thought this through so that, like I said, everything that we present is suspect, and they present hard facts and common sense. But I just want to get to this one sentence that James Miggs, the editor-in-chief, wrote at the end of his editorial, where he says, "The lies are out there." You know, they say that we're all lying. All of us 911 people who are investigating on behalf of the American people and the truth, we're telling lies. And this is how they load the sentences. They say, those who peddle fantasies that this country encouraged, permitted, or actually carried out the attacks are libeling the truth and disgracing the memories of the thousands who died that day. We don't say this country did anything. A small group of individuals, very wicked individuals, did something. But this country had nothing to do with it.
Well, I would, I for one, Chris, would like to be able to believe what my government says. But I'm telling you what, anytime anything major happens, I am highly suspect of anything they say anymore. And that's a sad state of affairs. That's a sad statement to make about its people and its government. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Another story that Chris Boland is working on, the ghost, ghost planes make suspects disappear. Pentagon has a new secret weapon in the war on terror. We'll get into that. But first, let's take a call here. Bill from Illinois. Hello, Bill. You got a question for my guest?
Hello, Christopher. Hello. You know, I wanted to maybe help you out a little bit, understand Art Bell. There was a guy who was a Patriot broadcaster who was killed a couple of years ago. His name was Bill Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And on his site, which is called hourofthetime.com, mm-hmm. He's got a little section on Art Bell. And Bill Cooper was a real meticulous researcher, so you can mm-hmm. probably trust what you have there. But look on the left side banner, look for Art B.S. Bell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It might help you out. That's all I got to say. I find your information in this whole situation very interesting.
Thanks.
And was there a question about who Art Bell is related to?
I think Bill Cooper spotted him as being a 33rd degree Mason.
Yeah.
And having certain backgrounds and such. And he goes into it a little bit. And I've listened to Art Bell over the years. And
what's that website?
Hour of the Time.
That used to be the name of Bill Cooper's program,
yeah.
Hour of the Time.
H-O-T-T, yeah. But it's Hour of the Time is how you get there. And he explains his whole background and his kind of occult connections and whatnot.
Right.
And he's very anti-patriot, too, Art Bell. Has always been that way?
Well, in his latest book, I had actually read the passage. I didn't believe it myself, and I actually had to read it for myself. And I don't have it, the quote in front of me, but paraphrasing it, and I think this is accurate, by saying that he doesn't care if there's a world government as long as it's ruled benignly. Now,
when does that ever happen?
I think that most of Art Bell's programs are heard also on Clear Channel. The Clear Channel network, and that's also a strongly Republican network that has global interests.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that's really promotes the the ghosts and the UFO stuff. And,
yeah,
and all that. I mean, his stuff is pretty entertaining. He does get some significant people. He did put a couple people on that I didn't think he wanted to have on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny to listen to him be tortured throughout the interview, disputing it. He's kind of a makes fun of Christians, too, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and it's interesting what Art Bell did. He retired, then came back. George Norrie took the program over. And, to give at least a little credibility to Coast to Coast, at least they're willing to put guests up on that have the contrary view to the government spinmeisters. I mean, for instance, Alex Jones has been on George Norrie for five different times.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking to millions of people every time you do that. But
yeah.
I always wondered why Art was still hanging around. I mean, is this a guy going to give up the ghost, or is he going to retire, or what's he going to do?
Well, he retired because of some personal matter, and it was, I recall it being not very pleasant for him. I think something terrible happened to him. He probably maybe he's put back in line or something. But since George Norrie took over, at first I didn't think he was is good, but I've come to believe that I think George Norrie is a very good man. I mean, I'm talking he's got a naval. I think he's in the Navy for a while.
Yeah, naval.
And he's a real decent human being, you know.
But then the follow up question is, if somebody is that good, why are they still on as many stations as Coast to Coast is?
Good question.
Well, because he's doing the ghost thing too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's playing both sides of the fence, but I think he's playing it very. Yeah, he lets a crack in every once in a while.
I understand. Hey, thanks for your call, Bill.
Sure.
Yeah, one of the points, why I was speaking about that, the caller was, Chris, mm-hmm. I see people like Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz has built mm-hmm. one heck of a website.
Right.
He's now on shortwave, so he's going national, international. You know, but have you ever wondered the same thing? I mean, we talk about UFOs and mythology and stuff that's unprovable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be good entertainment for people who like to waste their time.
Right.
But Jeff Rentz does some good, solid stuff. He's got contributors that contribute to what he's doing. Have you ever wondered why that is? Because my complaint, and here it is in a nutshell for me, why do I want to talk about little green men when there is a massive takeover of our government here in this country? We're losing our constitutional, God-given constitutional rights right and left.
Exactly.
You know, and I have a tendency to stick with stuff that I can see and prove and talk about, and this other stuff seems to be a major distraction.
Exactly. I agree. I agree completely. You know, I'll worry about little green men when I see them. Yeah, I think we have serious problems that need to be dealt with in this country, and it's always been known that the CIA and other intelligence agencies love to confuse the public with this UFO stuff.
Well, and they also back certain things. I mean, look at Helen Gurley Brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the grandmother here, I guess you could say, of feminism in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was real good for our culture, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a guy online, Daryl Smith from France, that is on this network, and he's got the French connection. He's got a question for you. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, John. Hi, Chris. It's great to hear you on the show tonight, Chris. I've got Eric Hushman on tomorrow night.
Good.
Tomorrow afternoon. Well, it's nighttime for me when he goes on.
Good.
Tomorrow afternoon. And you know, one of the things I'm trying to do, I'm also putting Lisa Victor Thorne back
right.
on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to reestablish the credibility of this whole thing because, you know, I mean, it's not very difficult among our listeners, but there are a lot of new listeners coming on board.
Right.
And I want to make sure that this message doesn't get, pushed back in the rotation. We have to revisit this thing, I think, on a regular basis because, as I forget that, you know, everybody that I've been talking about and talking with has remembered all of these facts. There are new people coming on board that need to be educated the first time.
Right.
And I'm trying to reintroduce this in that light so that, all these new people are going to get a great education about everything. So,
right.
What are some of the things that you have coming from your particular work that stands out as unique?
Oh well, first of all, I have to say that Eric Hoofschmidt's book is the best I think source book for evidence, photographic evidence and analysis. Painful questions is because he spent a lot of money. He's got high resolution photos, and those photos they provide evidence by themselves. One of the things that I found, for example, is unique about that I discovered was the existence of molten steel at the very base of the building, at the base of the towers. And this was discovered by the contractors, Peter Tully and Mark Loiseau, and the people who scraped down when they finally removed the rubble and got down to the bedrock where the central support columns went into the bedrock of Manhattan. They found molten steel in the molten state. And that question was raised by a caller on the first hour of the Art Bell Show, but they did not address it. In my open letter, I also asked the question, fundamental question, what happened to the central support columns? Because there's no explanation in any of the research done by the government as to what caused the towers to collapse.
Now, what kind of device or product would melt steel into molten state?
Well, you know, people say that high explosives, the degree, the amount of high explosives that you would need to detach those central columns from the bedrock. Mark Loiseau told me exactly after he got done telling me that they had found molten steel there in an oxygen-starved environment at the seventh basement level. He said that if I were to bring down the towers, now Mark Loiseau is the owner of Controlled Demolition Incorporated. It's the biggest demolition contractor in the United States. He said if I were to bring down those towers, I would put the explosives in the basement so as to use the mass of the building to bring down the tower, which is pretty much what you see when you see the WTC-7, which came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. You know, the building fell down at its base.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when we're watching the towers come down, what we're clearly seeing is we're seeing explosives coming down the building. And in the case of the North Tower collapsed in some 8 seconds, which is faster than the speed of gravity. I mean, so all of this, 911 and these articles in Popular Mechanics have basically, and in the official reports, are basically a challenge to the honest scientists in the United States and the world. And it's a gauntlet. It's a challenge that too few scientists have taken up.
Well, I had William Lewis on tonight. Today.
Oh, that's good.
And I also want to let it be known, and I found this out after a call afterwards, that Jimmy Walters is here in Europe.
Yes, he is.
And he's trying to peddle the information to the European market. And if you've got any contact information about him, why don't you call him and let him know that I am more than happy to help him do whatever he's doing over here. I've got a lot of resources, and I'm available to help him do whatever he's doing. I mean,
yeah.
I live here.
The best way is to pass that to Eric Hoofschmidt, because Eric Hoofschmidt and Jimmy Walter are very close.
Well, I did have him send
yeah.
an email. So,
yeah.
But great job, Chris, and I read your stuff regularly. Thanks a bunch. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate it. Yeah, Chris, mm-hmm. I am amazed. This was a murder. You know, you can bill
mass
it.
Mass murder.
You can bill it any way you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I started to say, you know, we looked at this situation. It was not 24 to 36 hours after that event without Osama bin Laden laying claim to that. Generally, that's what terrorists do. They're
right.
very proud of what they do.
Right.
They have limited resources, and they try to cause as much chaos and agony and misery as they possibly can. That's
right.
why they claim it. But we saw the press. This wasn't good enough. We saw the press then go, well, Saddam Hussein. At one point in time, there were polls that were being done. Over 70% of the people in this country caught because of the media spinning and not being perfectly clear in what they were saying. Over 70% of the people in this country thought Saddam Hussein was involved in it.
Right. And it was interesting that it was very quickly pinned on those 19 Arabs, half of whom turned out not to be even involved or in New York City or anywhere near it that day, and still very much alive. But it was pinned on these 19 Arab terrorists, Saudi terrorists, primarily thanks to Michael Chertoff, and he takes credit for that. And it's interesting that Michael Chertoff was also the, I think, Attorney General in New Jersey or something like that at the time of the first bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, at which time, of course, many of the terrorists lived or worked out of New Jersey. People like that Egyptian cleric and things like that. So this Mr. Chertoff has a long background in this,
You know, a lot of people put up a fuss by seeing Heinz Kissinger, or his code name was Bohr, during World War II because he was a Soviet double agent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people kicked about him being the head of an investigative committee looking into this. But why are not people questioning Benjamin Chertoff and his background?
Well, I mean, Benjamin Chertoff is just a propagandist, in my point of view. He was a junior in college when this happened, I suppose. He graduated in 2002. He should be. I mean, the fact that the cousin of the Secretary of Homeland Security is writing articles basically justifying the existence of that agency, you know, that was created out of 911. I find that to be plumbing new depths of yellow journalism. And I think that the Popular Mechanics certainly should have made a disclaimer in that article or mentioned that Benjamin Chertoff is related to the Homeland Security czar. I mean, to hide that and to continue to try to hide it like you did on the Art Bell show just smacks of, being disingenuous with the American people.
Well, I'm going to be sending my letter, and I'm going to be canceling my subscription to Popular Mechanics,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to tell them and make it perfectly clear as to why I'm doing it. And I don't know if, do they care? This is a Hearst publication. Do they care Popular Mechanics survives, if it makes money or whatever the case may be?
I think it was taken over. I think it was taken over for this purpose, actually, because I heard on another radio show how basically the entire staff was fired in one day and a whole new crew was taken on. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there will be more articles about 911 coming out of this magazine. Because they were perhaps looking for a venue to reach the American people that are thinking about these questions.
In overt ways, and this is not, you would think that you would see this front cover of U.S. News and World Report or
mm-hmm.
Time Magazine.
Hey, but, you talk about nepotism in high places. I'm calling to you, I'm speaking to you from Utah today, and I went to the Family Search Center over there at the Temple Square in Salt Lake City yesterday, and they have a poster on the wall. Salt Lake City and the Mormons tend to be pretty Republican, and they have a poster on the wall that shows that George W. Bush, the president, is related to the founder of their church, Joseph Smith, and his wife, Emma Hale. They're like fifth cousins. But the same chart, which gives a family tree, shows how George Bush is a cousin to President Nixon, President Ford, President Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and somebody named Joseph Earl. But, I mean, this means that four of the presidents since the Kennedy assassination, that's the two Bushes, Nixon and Ford, are all descendants of this the Howland family, from the Mayflower. And that they're all cousins, and they all know that they're cousins. They're all related. And then add Roosevelt in there and Churchill. I mean, it's amazing. So this, these family lines and these family connections are maintained and understood in high places. And it's the American people. We're not aware of that.
Well, it's something that, that would raise more questions, and I'm sure that they'd be willing to answer. I mean, remember when we went through the skull and bones phase here,
right?
We had the major corporate talking heads asking questions of Mr. Bush about skull and bones.
He's a ninth cousin to Mr. Kerry, John Forbes Kerry, both skull and bones guys, and that Mr. Bush, President Bush, is related to every monarch on and off the throne of Europe. And of course, these monarchies and the companies that they control, like British Petroleum and Royal Dutch Shell, are profiting immensely from this war. You're in Texas, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
And you see that Royal Dutch Shell had profits last year of $18.5 billion, net profits. I don't know what BP's were, but they're at least that much.
Well, there's a little thing that they're all going after. It, to them, it's the golden ring. It's the prize. It's like they're going around a little merry-go-round, all grasping for this. There's about $11 trillion worth of oil in the Middle East.
Yes.
And we're watching it, folks. You in for a shock? Have you seen any news services offer you an explanation as to why gas prices are continuing to climb? And they're already warning us that they're going to continue to climb.
And no. Opium production and heroin production is at an all-time high from Afghanistan. So we went into a country that was basically not producing any opium, and now, 3 years after the fact, it's at producing record levels of opium.
Well, and I guess for all the opium that's out there, it might be cheaper than gas. So if I could just figure out how to make my car run on opium, would be okay.
Yeah.
Michael in Georgia. Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, good to talk to the both of y'all. Hi. Just had a little bit of Art Bell info I wanted to share. About 2 weeks ago, when Robbie Noel was substituting for you, John, I warned everybody about Art Bell, how he, because of that special that was coming out, the UFO special. I've known Art Bell since 95. I named his first book. I used to debate him quite a bit on his show under my nickname, Professor. A lot of people have heard our classic calls back and forth, some of our bitter embroilment, you might say. And, you know, I've sent him 1,000 emails. Anyway, we've debated quite a bit. But the first thing I ever said on his show in May of 95 was look for New York City to get hit again, particularly the towers to be the target. He tried to call me right after 911. I missed his calls, but two different numbers were on my caller ID. But I just want to share with you that, yes, Art is basically a Trojan horse. He's never really been on our side. He's always acted like it. I mean, one time he had me on for 45 minutes debating someone on the Second Amendment issue.
I don't know if Art Bell looks at this thing as being sides. You and I may, for truth, justice, the American way, and the continuance of this country, but I don't know that Art does. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Switch gears here a little bit. Ghost plane makes suspects disappear. Pentagon has a new secret weapon on the war on terror. What do you know about that, Chris?
Yeah, that I wrote that article. I think that was based on the information from Sweden that came out, that these two Egyptians in Sweden shortly after 9/11 were I used to live in Sweden, so I'm familiar with this kind of stuff, had been picked up on their way home from Swedish lessons, or they were picked up at their working in their jobs, and they were taken to the airport and then turned over to Americans wearing black masks and you know, a scary outfit type thing, and they were stripped, they were put into handcuffs and leg cuffs, and they were stripped and treated in a very brutal way and loaded on a plane, and I think it was a Gulfstream 5 or a Gulfstream 4, and they were then flown to Egypt. This is called forced rendition. And the tail number was provided. We got the tail number from the Swedish authorities in civil aviation. And this plane has been flying around around the world, basically doing this, what's called forced rendition. But in the case of Sweden, these two men had political asylum, and they were supposedly protected by the Swedish state. So that's not forced rendition in that case. They were turned over to Sweden, Egypt and tortured. This is really properly called enforced disappearance.
Well,
and a lot of that's being done, and it's extremely brutal and illegal.
Well, and of course, you know, what's been surfacing here around the Bush White House that torture is a good means of obtaining information. You know?
And also, it was approved by Michael Chertoff. Michael Chertoff has approved torture. And here, I don't want to sound nativist or racist or anything, but Michael Chertoff comes from a long line of Russian rabbis who are scholars and teachers of the Talmud. And the Talmud does allow for more brutal treatment of people who are not Jews. Non-Jews are treated as second-class citizens. And so this whole idea of torturing people, you have to remember that Israel allows torture of Palestinians and people, it's considered legal. They call it moderate physical pressure and things like that. But there's a number of torture methods that are practiced every day in Palestine, in Israel.
Well, our own government is saying, Chertoff has said that as long as we don't permanently damage any organs,
right?
You know, this is okay.
But right.
The official that was in the story in the New York Times a couple of days ago. The official, here's what he said, the official declined to be named but agreed to discuss the program to rebut the assertions that the United States uses the program to secretly send people to other countries for the purposes of torture. The transfers were portrayed as an alternative to what American officials have said is costly, manpower-intensive process of housing them in U.S.-run facilities in the country or elsewhere. Well, here's my question, because, Chris, we're all being considered. You know, we saw the information. We saw what Janet Reno said under the Clinton administration, the attorney general, then the attorney general, of saying who was suspected of being a terrorist in this country. And you've seen that laundry list.
Right.
You know, they said that, well, we want to set up tribunals for these terrorists, and it's not going to be a jury trial. We're not going to follow the regular channels of jurisprudence to find out the truth. No. We're going to have a tribunal, a military-type tribunal, and we're going to reinvent the way that we try these suspected terrorists. Look, Chris, here's my bottom line on this deal. When I saw George Bush starting to make the statements about a worldwide campaign against terrorism, I immediately said, this is a worldwide campaign, not only by the Bush administration, but other heads of state, to quell the resistance to what they're seeing going on, namely global governance.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know any other way to put it. Look, I know you got to run. I appreciate you spending this hour with us. And we will talk again.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Chris Bowling, American Free Press. Go to the website, AmericanFreePress.net. They've got some screaming deals on the actual paper that you can get a subscription to. Folks, it's stuff you need to read because there's no middle-of-the-road stuff in here, no fluff. You want to know about Michael Jackson? Tune in to CNN. You want to know what's going on in the world? Read American Free Press and listen to this broadcast. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
and bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.